Please, y'all here, 3x5.
Like I said, that camera's right on the front of our pin box, Jeff, and under green, you shouldn't have to worry about it, or any time. I don't believe you could ever speed in the last box. It's only like 50 feet long. Simple.
Starting to lose 3 again.
Give me the visibility.
10-4. Right here, I barely can see the pace car.
Somebody up there you can talk to about that?
He's up here looking at it, Bill.
Yeah, they're talking about it, Jeff. We can't even see on TV. The camera's on the tower, we can't see on the back switch. Cool. Just said we're going to go green-yellow here in a few laps, that's their plan. Cool.
Hey, Jeff, I can't even see you beside the 16 car. I know you're there, but I can't see you.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I can't see nothing. You had pit road speed right there.
4,400. Yeah, 4,400 seconds sounds like a good place to start.
Yeah, when you got to the end of pit road, right before the end of pit road, that's why I picked you up.
That's comforting. Yeah, there's actually a fan of what they're trying to do because we're starting to get a little mist, so I think they're going to start to green-yellow to try to get this thing at least officially started. Cool.
Now, when they do that, do they count us as the leader? Because remember the last time they did this, we still had a double file start.
Yeah. In Richmond, we did green-yellow for like 15 laps and never went green, and they erased it. I feel as long as we go green here, they won't erase it. If they don't go green and we have to come back tomorrow, then they will probably erase whatever we have here. I think they have the right, I probably agree with it, that they can shorten the race today by going green-yellow. But they don't want to shorten the race for another day.
Okay, I think they're going to come down here and do a green-yellow. One to go to a green-yellow. One to go.
You're going to have to stick the in-car cameras today. I think that's all they'll be able to see.
Yeah, oh yeah, when they go to the backstretch, we can kind of see Biffle because he's white. You don't exist. It looks like he's single file back there.
Just they'll tell us what they're going to do on the mandatory caution if they go, you know, green-yellow here for a while.
Yeah, I believe they're going to have to adjust it.
It's going to come down to the green-yellow here, Jeff. That's where I pick you up. I can see you again right there.
Cool. I give them credit for trying. I mean, what can you do about the fog, I guess?
Cool.
Yeah, if they're going to pick the speed up, it's about 15 miles an hour more. And when you come out of 2, they're going to pick it up another 15.
So, old Fred Bodine, put that thing to the floor. We'll follow him.
It's very uncomfortable for me because I can't see you and tell you what's going on. You know what I mean?
I hear you. That's why we're not going racing right now. No problem. Keep telling them what you see. We'll be good. Calculated fourth gear, 4,200. I want to know how fast they're going.
10-4. Mr. Rep Logo, Simon.
He'd like us giving him something to do right now.
I know right now. I don't know about double file, but I can keep up single file right now. I'm predicting 95 miles an hour.
We're stepping it up now. Now I'm 4,600.
Tag's pretty good because they picked it up 30 miles an hour. And that's how they calculated it out. The track, but I can't see the stands. You know, if you get up about 40 or 50 feet, it's pretty bad.
I couldn't even see if a car was up against the wall. In 3 and 4, I couldn't see it.
You gotta run the bottom just to be able to be seen. Hey, Johnny. Come here for a second, please. Hey, are you riding around like a constant throttle position, or are you kind of in and out of it?
Yeah, not totally constant. I'm trying not to, but it is fairly constant.
So what you're talking about, this is probably running real lean. You know, we are not supposed to run at this speed, so just try to play with your throttle a little bit. Don't ride around too much in a constant throttle if you can avoid.
Four.
Yeah, the bad part about this, sometimes I can see you in places I hadn't seen you before, and then you come back around and you're gone again. It's coming in and out so bad.
Yeah, I hear you. Predictions on when this stuff might lift there, Steve?
You know, the radar is kind of looking better, which makes me a little concerned because all that mist that got us out of here yesterday wasn't on the radar. Jeff, while you're riding around there, I want you to take a good look at pin in, and I really want you to look at pin out. I think it's, you know, I think they've done all they can, but just take a good look at it. There's a lot of moisture, I think, on the flat. you know, down here in turn one, you might be able to call that standing water more than moisture.
Everything I see on pit in looks good.
Or I don't think you'll ever get here, but when you cross pit out, this is why they're having you above the yellow line. Look to your left, like at the end of this catch fence right here.
Yeah, yeah, that's not an issue. We're never down there.
Oh. Yeah, and I can say if we ever do get down there, it's not for a good reason. That water's not going to be an issue.
There's no telling what this stuff's going to lift. I almost feel like I wish we'd have had a driver's meeting, you know, and kind of had a vote on it of us, you know, sort of clearing and doing, you know, we can race out here if we're smart about it. You know, the way we normally race, you can't do it without a spotter. But if we decide to race, you know, like an open wheel race, we can do it without spotters.
Yeah. There's about 20, I trust. About 23, I don't know so much about.
It's almost like if we see a spin, you know, we could call it on the radio and stuff like that. Be in it, but...
Yeah, but I think the only thing we're lacking right now is spotters, because I believe around the track, all the officials can see relatively well. I think it's just Shannon on the roof. You know, it's like when I look at those tall stands, I can see halfway up them pretty good. When it starts to get towards the top of those stands, I can't see.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, it's like track's ready to go. I'm ready to go. It's just all we're, you know, lacking is the spotters, which I know is real important. I say if we'd had a driver's meeting, you know, we could have talked and come up with some agreements and ways to work this out.
He's going to start backing the pace car down.
Why is that?
The 16 hollered up here and said he's ready to go.
I'm ready to go too. I'm not doing it for the speed, you know, for getting the track ready. We'll say this, if we do go, you know, Shannon, I understand, you know, what your limitations are there with your visibility, and you just do the best you can, and I'll play it, you know, I'll play it safe.
They're going to bring you down pit road here.
Good, maybe we go have a driver's meeting and talk about it.
Okay, you hear that, Steve? Nobody to the cars at all. They just going to come down here and stop them. Copy on that, Steve.
About to stop them, no one to the car, yeah. Thank you, I got that.
Yeah, they're going to bring you down here. Yeah, they're going to stop you right here at the start finish line.
All right, well, I'll finish it. Hey, pit crew, make sure you stay ready. We will go at some point, I hope. Matter of fact, guys, we're not allowed to go to the cars if somebody wants to get a broom to try working on that exit right there of our pit box. It wouldn't be a bad idea. That might help us get to that camper.
Did they see?
I would say I would shut everything off. I'd shut everything off.
And, you know, if anything comes up, they're going to start them up. But until visibility comes back, they ain't going to do nothing.
I feel you can take your helmet off, Jeff. I just make sure you have your belt. They can just tighten it down.
Hey, if they got all the drivers together, you know, and had a meeting, they wouldn't be liable if we all decided and voted that we'll go with the spotters with limited visibility. That's why you don't have races at 10 a.m. in the morning.
What'd you say, 10 a.m. in the morning just doesn't work?
Yeah, you know, the racing guys aren't ready for racing yet.
It was designed to be on Saturday night.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm excited for this coming Saturday.
Yeah, me too. I'm very curious.
Hey, Jakey said, just make sure that second radio shut off. You know what I mean? If it takes 5 hours to run this deal, he's got a good idea to make sure that second one's shut off. We got a spare.
Do you want me to turn this first one off?
Oh, I'd say we're fine here for a little bit. We'll see what they say.
And I would love to talk to them.
Yeah, no, I think you got a good point. You know, I would argue both sides. I think you're exactly right. They need to have a driver's meeting, and I understand where they sit without having one. I don't see how they could possibly ask all 43. You know, I think there's two issues about cameras around here. Put the show on, probably can't see either.
True. But, you know, the way I look at it, do they want to get this race off? Because this stuff ain't lifting anytime soon, and there's too much on its way.
Yeah, boy. Old Jebbo over here, he said, I think that boys back in row 15 are a little more nervous about not having a spotter.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's a very valid point. You know, that's why they got to have, you know, everybody agree on it.
That's and we just give points a go home right now. The race is on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
Jimmy's gonna cook tacos again. I think I'm out of food.
Yeah, I'm pretty limited myself.
Yeah, well, struggling, eh? What do you think, Shane? Is it getting any better?
No, it's about staying the same, coming in and out. I can see the trucks a while ago, and then I couldn't see them, and now I can see them again. So, and then three or four, I can't even see the grandstands on the bottom. I can barely see the top of the wall. I can catch it right out of four a little bit, where it says turn four.
Steve, what's that radar look like? Anybody there in the pits have a radio on?
Anybody?
I just wonder what the radar looks like as far as the stuff further back that might be coming.
Radar is pretty clear. There's some stuff on the other side of the lake, but man, that's probably a day away. Kind of dies. Goes over the lake and dies.
I'm going to take this helmet off. I'll keep my ears plugged in, though.
Well, I'm going to shut off as well, Shane, and I'll let you listen to NASCAR.
Four. Okay, Jeff, you get out. Get out, Jeff, because you got to stay away from the cars. Stevie, got your radio on?
No, he doesn't. What do you need?
Jeff, he's sitting on the pit wall down here if you want to talk to him. He's at the 42 pit, right in front of the car.
10-4, I'll let him know, thanks. Shannon, you got me?
I got you.
Jeff Mentoring was curious if you could use your eye on the sky powers to locate the nearest hot dog stand to our pit.
Nearest hot dog stand, okay. Let's see here. I'll come back with you.
Thanks, he really appreciates it.
Well, the one in the pit is closed, and I can't tell behind the, you know, the suites there. There's some on the bottom of them, I think, but I'm not sure. But the one in the garage is closed. It's not open.
10-4, I'll let him know. He's going to be a very disappointed.
Hey, Stevie, on radio?
No, he doesn't, but I got you.
Yeah, I can see turns 3 and 4 now. I can see the grandstands, too.
Good news. I'll let him know.
One crew member down there needs to put Jeff back in the car. One.
Did you get that, Shaggy?
What do you think, Shannon? We're going to give it a shot?
Yeah, I can see the grandstands in three now. I mean, it'd be okay for me right now. This is the best it's ever been. I think it's the best it's going to get.
Yeah, I'd agree with that statement. It's probably the best it's going to get.
One and two is great. Three and four is a little bit shadier than one and two, but I can see it real good. You know what I mean?
Got me.
Three and four, I got you good.
Four. How about you, Shannon?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Well, what's it look like?
I have a problem with it right now. It's good. I can see all the way around the track. I can see the top of the grandstands going into the three. Fire it on up.
Let's try this again.
See if you get that competition yell at 30.
Yes, sir.
Okay, get back around here. They're going to show you one to go. There, you got all the bells good and tight there.
Cool. All right, buddy, you coming to the green here. Make sure your belts are all good. Let's have a good day, man. You're going to have a competition yellow in 18 laps.
Cool. What blowers and stuff do you need?
Tire and brakes. You choose what you need to have on. You can run the brakes from now on, tired.
I was coming to you. Didn't get a chance to have our meeting, but really excited about having Stevie back. Proud of you guys while he was gone. Let's make some stuff happen now. Let's do it. Let's have a good one.
Okay, coming to the green this time. I'll let you start it. Caution's out behind you. Caution's out behind you.
Looks pretty good. Stand for them.
Okay, they all spun. Coming through about the middle to turn four. I don't see nothing on track. I didn't see nobody collect the wall, so.
Stay out, please. Stay out.
Simple. Can't take fuel right now anyway, right?
That is correct. Fuel until the competition deal.
So when you get back around here, they're going to show you one to go. Okay, come to the green this time. Make sure you get good clean.
Well,
get those cars off. They lay them back behind you. Get ready. Green flag.
Be tight through the middle. Water 180, oil 220.
4, about 10 to the yellow.
Steer's pretty good, exit's pretty good, just won't rotate the middle.
Stand 4.
First down 3 and 4, so as soon as I get in there, I can't touch the gas. Even when I get it, you know, turned a little bit, get on the gas, I'm still tight even to the wall. Not too bad down in 1-2, a little stuck to the middle is all.
Stand 4.
Caution's out, caution's out.
That's the same thing, you know, we're fighting in practice. Starting to get some rubber laid down the track now.
Stand 4. Pit road's open, we're going to clip.
Pit road will be open this time. Pit road will be open this time. Okay, 4400, we can get to the cone. 4400.
All right, buddy, it's going to be right sides, leave on the jack. Just right sides, okay?
4. Coming to you.
4, all the way here at the end. Come on down. Come on down. You are 5 away. 3 away. Turn in. Right here. Clear. All clear. All clear.
Come up to the yellow line. Left side.
Change a little air pressure. Put them to right sides. I'd like to see how it works here. You know, we learned that almost too late in the race last time. We couldn't do it again, you know. 4.
It's 1 to go when you get here. 1 to go.
The leader?
Apparently he is. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay, coming to the green this time. Pace car's off. Get ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag.
Again, not bad in 1-2, just 3 and 4.
And 4, I'll keep working on it.
Whoa, we're in trouble, man. I've never had a car this tight here before.
And 4, we're going to work on it pretty big this next stop. You got about 6 feet till the pit stop.
Inside, inside. Clear behind you.
I think those three tires are hurting us a little bit. We've still got a long way to go. We'll work on it. Just keep doing the best you can with it, buddy. We're about 7 away from a pit stop. Now, 3 more, please. 3.
I mean, we're talking real, real tight. Not on exit, not on entry, just right as I get down the middle and when I want to touch the gas.
Stand 4, buddy. Stand 4. Run me just a couple more. All right, I want you to come this time. Come this time. 4 tires.
4.
Hey, 4,400 when you get to the line. 4,400.
All right, buddy, come all the way down here to the end. You should be all set leaving. Come all the way down. All right, buddy, you're 5 away. 3 away, swing in here, right on the side. Clear, all clear, all clear.
Keep digging right there. Keep digging on the bottom there for me. 43's up on the outside. Y'all clear right there. All clear. Just watch some of them guys in front of you. Might be pitting here.
You great job hanging on to it, buddy. Just do the best you can. See how these adjustments do for you.
Buddy, you made the major ones, didn't you?
Yeah, M4. Let me know if it's too much. This clean air might make it a little free.
Deal with the 16 ahead of me.
Gonna be chasing the track all day, so we made some big changes.
Kind of thing to tell you is that we need to tighten the back up, free up the front. We gotta do it with air pressure, I guess, because this ain't working. It's just like all we do is just disconnect the back end. The front end's still pushing.
10-4, buddy. 10-4. How are your temps?
Hey, 180, 220, maybe 225. We have completely screwed this car up now. Caution's up.
Caution's out. Got a smoker down in 3 and 4.
We have completely screwed this thing up now. It started out in all the right places, Steve. And that thing was rolling through the middle pretty loose at the beginning. And then within 5 laps, the front end started pushing. The back end's always never really been connected that good.
Stand 4. Stand 4. Is the rear end more disconnected, like on entry or exit, or just the whole time?
Entry and exit big time, yeah. All we do is take speed out of the car right there at the beginning of the run. That's all we really did.
Pit road is open.
Caleb, put you that 1.5 back in the left rear.
Hey, 44 when you get out of the line. Watch them checking up front of you. Coming to you.
4, you need to come all the way down here. You got to come around that 11. Come all the way down here. Come on down. Right here in front of this 11. You're 2 away. Right here. Straight out, straight out, straight out, straight out. There you go. In front of the 8. You're up in front of the 8.
Great job there, guys.
All right, Jeffrey, we got all new air pressure. Way down the right front, which is usually pretty sensitive here, so I put the wedge back in it. And then if it's still tight, I'll mess with that track bar, but I didn't want to get you just up on top of the racetrack. I didn't want to do it all at once.
Careful.
Because even there, I'm not saying it was good, but our times were respectable enough to at least keep what track position we had, so we're gonna swing at it and try to not give up our track position.
I could tell you took a big swing at it, you know, and, you know, it freed me up for, like, 8 laps, but I could go fast. And then it was like flipping a switch to tight. I still couldn't go fast, and I was pushing.
Right. I'm with you. I mean, if worst comes to worst, we're just going to put it back to where we can run fast for 10 and then let it push. Because that first run, I think what really hurt us was that those two tires I put on you. I think we wore the left front out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was noticing. Like, if I drove in the corner and used any brake, it just goes straight.
Well, this is air out of both front tires just to get front grip in it, you know? And then I put the wedge back in it so you wouldn't. Very nice pit work, gentlemen. What we're going to do, we're going to make it good when we can make it good and use this number one pit stall. Never know what will happen at the end of this thing.
Tipple. Okay, be one to go when you get back around here.
We're heading that direction. Remember that race last year when we made some adjustments at the end? You kind of ran that 17 down. This is that same sort of direction. We had that same problem that race. No front grip. Whatever we did, just unhook the back. So I'm going to try to go that direction and see what we got.
Okay, start watching out for lap cars coming to the inside. Just give them plenty of room there. Okay, coming to the green this time. Make sure you clean them up good. Pace cars off. Get ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag. Caution's out. Caution's out behind you.
Well, I like the first lap.
Me too.
Do me a favor. Save me a little yellow right here. Save me a little fuel right here on the yellow, please.
Hey, Jeff. When you come up that 3M sign on the very last, coming out of 2, they're going to take you low. Just look for debris right there.
Bad lie. This caution right here will be enough. You don't have to save me. You keep it cleaned up. No reason to mess around with that.
Cool.
I knew we were close. I didn't quite have the answer yet. I want to be on the safe side.
It is open, Steve. Just let you know.
Stay, Steve. Come back.
Stay out, please. Pit road's open. We will stay out.
Or, you sure you don't want me to save some right now and you can stretch it? That doesn't matter?
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't hurt your feelings any, you know, it's always good to save on the yellow as long as it doesn't affect you.
It's not me it's affected. Johnny.
Kind of a two-stop race from here. That's why I was mentioning it. Everybody should have to stop twice. Mary King?
Yep, I'm going to leave you just a minute here, okay?
Sit for.
Okay, look, would you have a moment? Could you start taking these sides now?
Okay, I'm back.
Cool.
Hey, you got a cleanup truck high just past the start manual. Still got some room trucks up high off too. They're going to take you low. Okay, one to go when you get here.
You want some good news? You are officially 2 laps from leaving Michigan today.
Okay, good for. What's the weather look like?
Weather's good. I'd say we're going to race all 200. We're only halfway, not even halfway. A couple laps short, man. We got a lot of time to get that thing like you want it.
Four.
Okay, coming to the green this time. Make sure you got them cleaned up. Okay, pace cars off. Get ready. Green flag, green flag, green flag.
Still a little bit loose, coming up off his turn in the middle good.
A little loose off, I got you. You're flying to the stop watch, buddy. We're going to keep working on it, man. Great job. Need to a pit stop. Still turn in the middle good? A little loose off?
Definitely loose off.
Well, your speed's back, buddy. You're doing great. I'm going to just give you a little wedge. You're about 10 away.
Getting a little stuck getting in, but it's still turning real good up off.
Forward. You're only about 4 away from a pit stop, so I'm going to tighten it up a little bit for clean air. You're doing real good. All right, buddy, I need you this time. Pit, pit, pit. This time, 4 tires.
4, come next time. Getting loose.
Fair. 4 at the line, 44. Coming to you.
4, you need to come all the way down here, all the way at the end, man. All the way down. All right, start lifting. You're about 5 away, 3 away, right here, right on the side. Go hard, go hard, go hard.
Dig hard, buddy, dig hard. Come on up. Next car is at the start-finish line right now. Digging hard for me. All clear right there, all clear.
Great job on and off pit road. That too will be the leader. You are on the lead lap, man. Nice and smooth.
Fortunately, we didn't tighten it up enough, so see what happens.
And four, just let me know what it does in this room. We're still getting at least one more pit stop.
A bit looser than I was before.
Four.
Can I go in the corner? I'm a little snug as I get in there. And, you know, I wait on it, and I go to roll on the throttle, and it just rotates the back end around a little too much on me.
10-4, buddy, 10-4. About 10 away, I'm going to work on it. All right, buddy, just a couple more. Come this time.
10-4, coming this time.
That 21 in front of you is coming down, too. 44 when you get to the line, 44.
Gotta take four.
Take four. We gotta fix our window pin. It's gonna take a half a second to put a ribbon in it. You gotta see fuel, Cookie. Alright, come on down, buddy. You're doing great. Come on down. Five away. Three away. Watch that 49. There you go, behind him. There you go. Okay, let's slide over. Get on fuel. Pat it down, Jeff Knight. Pat it down easy. Go on me. Go. Good job, guys.
Keep digging hard right there. You got something to the outside. Just keep digging hard right there. All clear.
You doing good, buddy? Just do all you can, man. I'll explain it later. Do all you can.
Outside.
Dumbass 15 to get to the pit. What the hell is he doing?
Outside. He's got oil coming out the back. He's got it coming out the back big time, Stevie.
There's nothing coming out the back.
Clear all around.
We're double fucked. I'm loose as hell.
Just do the best you can. Maybe he'll tighten up, man. That's all you can do.
Caution's out.
You're running seventh. Was it tightening up at all or still way too loose?
Coming. I mean, yeah, the drive-off never tightens up, but the middle tightens up.
10-4. I want you to do whatever the six in front of you. Well, hold on. There's 24 to go. 19 on the lead lap. Well, let me think about it.
Stay now.
Maybe stay out. You agree?
10-4, absolutely.
Stay out. Get all you can, man. I'm sorry about that. We had to repair. There was three cars that had to repair it. Two of the three did, so I'm just going to ask what the rules are there. But we're on the right side. We got our space. That's what they asked us to do.
Up, 10-4.
Pit road is open, Stevie, just to let you know.
Back, Steve, because it looks like they're coming.
Stay out. 10-4. Are you telling me they all pitted? You're going to line up second?
Buddy, but the two.
That's good, buddy, because you run fast on all tires.
Tell me about it.
Dash, man.
But behind me, did anybody stay out?
Hold on, still count. 9, 10, 11. Oh, it looks like maybe 3 or 4 did. I don't know. I'm going to have to see when it comes back by, to be honest.
How laps do we have on these tires?
That's like 8 hard. Coming in, man.
Buddy, that last lap was flying.
Looks like the 1, the 22, 1, and 16. You got 3 behind you on the same tires as you. Just enough to get out there and get going. Plus, there won't be a single foul restart, so they're gonna have lap cards as well.
Okay, it's gonna be one to go. Okay, come to the green this time. Make sure you got them good and clean. Okay, pace cars off. Ready? Green flag.
I may have a cut tire. I'm getting into one.
Or if it's going down, come and get us. If not, just do the best you can.
I don't know what to do, and I'm just out here trying not to wreck.
Do the best you can, man. 13 to go. Do the best you can. Did you hit anything there, buddy? Stand four.
Straight. They're straight. They're still straight.
My fault. You know, I was loose and he had a run and I was trying to get out of his way, but he didn't want to be patient enough for that.
Four. Hopefully they'll push you out here. We'll see what we get. All right. We don't want to pit too early, because we don't want to start dead last, so come on. Tire's still up. Do what you're doing. We don't want to tear the fenders off that thing.
car's going into three right now. Okay, Jeff, he's getting ready to be at the start finish line right now. They're in one right now, Stevie. And he's just going around three and around the bottom of three right now.
Four, when you get down here, come on down. Let's put four tires on it, guys, first thing.
Doesn't even matter. What's the matter if we go laps down and stuff? Just fix it. Go back out and make a few laps and go home.
Hey, man, just come on down. Take your time. Like I said, don't tear the fenders off us. Where's the leader at, Shannon?
Going into one. I mean, going into three, excuse me.
Four tires, guys. Four tires. Caleb, don't hit it with any fuel. Don't hit it with any fuel. That nose way will help us be tighter. Four tires, right here. Four tires. Hey, this looks good in the front. Let's just get four tires on it, guys. All right, let's go out. We can beat this face. Go run around it real quick. I think we're all right. We're good, Cookie. Right side look good. Go ahead. Go ahead. They're at one to go right now. He's all yours, Shannon.
Four, come on out there. I don't see no smoke or nothing coming off of it.
The defenders and all look good. Just a bunch of mud.
Eight laps to go.
There's eight to go. You're last of one lap down, and there's 10 on our lap.
I don't want to wreck this race car. I'm not even going to attempt to really do much.
10-4, man, it doesn't matter. Where we're at the points and where we're at the season, man. Just protect yourself. You got eight more. The 55, choose to go there.
They come to green this time.
Let them know the 55 let me go by because he tore up. He won't let me get behind him.
Pace car's off. Ready? Green flag, green flag.
The 41's not a spot, is he?
So the 70 in front, the 26 behind. Those are your spots.
The next spot.
38 car, 38.
He's about five in front of you. Got one up in the wall in front of you. Back her on down. Just back her down, Jeff. Back her on down. He's on the low side. Outside, clear. Good job.
What position are we in?
You're 28.
Okay, pit road's open.
Unless you're feeling anything.
Laps to go.
It'll be a green-white checker.
Picked up one here. The 38 went down pit road. The 29 and the 4 are receiving.
Okay, 4. You're racing. This is pretty impressive. The 42 and the 7 are your next two spots.
Am I allowed to go get up behind those guys?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think you have to lap down. They have to wave you by if, for you to go by him.
29's coming to the outside. 29's coming to the outside.
I think he's going to make it.
Coming to the green this time. We'll just keep our eyes open here. Probably be a mess here. Pace car's off. Get ready. Green flag, green flag, green flag.
I don't know. I'm more mad that we're not going to get to see what was going on with that set of tires than anything else.
Is it still loose right there?
A little. Nothing like it was.
Yeah. When you get out, I got something to show you. I have a pretty good idea why it went loose. Same thing we had to fix on the pit stop. And the problem is, right there, we had you a ton of nose weight because we didn't put fuel in it. You know what I mean?
This one.
Good weekend, man. Good job qualifying. We had a good car. I got a little issue I'm going to have to handle, figure out what happened there, but don't worry. We're going to fix that.
Now, I'm real happy the way we ran. That was a great, great effort. Great comeback from, you know, falling back, too. Good job, guys.
Are they stopping you or waving you to the truck?
Gotten there yet. Not sure. Going to the truck.
You got to drive into the opposite side of the garage that we were on this morning.
Understand. All the way past the gas pump?
The back, we got a pair of motor down for both. We're on the back side of the garage where we were at. Our normal garage, so.
Went to the wrong one then.
We'll push it from where you're at. Not right there if you want. It's a mess back there. We'll push it from there.